What's going on, everybody? You're tuned in to The Red Pill. I'm Kevin Sabo at KevRock Entertainment with Joseph Peterson. TruthIsScary.com. It's good to be back in the studio. How you doing?
Hello, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Yo, so the Kardashians are good for something after all, huh?
Yeah, I guess, besides sort of sex tapes showing their ass and changing into women, whatever they do. But yeah, apparently Kylie Jenner, which is Bruce or Brucey, whatever, Brucette, whatever they're calling it, whatever you're
Bruce
calling it.
Gender.
What's his new name now?
He's got a new name?
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, their daughter, the daughter of him and Chris, which is Kylie Jenner and her other little, I guess there's another sister. What's her name? Kendall, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And they're like two little hot, really hot little things, and they're out there pushing their ass and their tits around as models or whatever.
Following suit.
Yeah, following suit. But she raised quite a little stink on the internet. She posted a meme about chemtrails, literally. And it's one of the memes I've posted before on Truth to Scary. So it basically, I guess she did this on Memorial Day. And they were spraying heavy on Memorial Day. So she posted a meme. It says, why did I see 75 planes spraying white stuff into the sky on my 15-minute drive to work? Well, first of all, she doesn't work. But obviously, she just reposted this. She didn't make
right.
it. Who pays for this and why is it happening? Is there something being exterminated here? Is it something? Is that something me? Does this have anything to... Anyway, it's one of those really deep memes about chemtrails.
Yeah, it's not a comedy meme.
No, it's not a comedy meme.
There's no humor.
There's no humor in it, and it shows really clear. And the actual chemtrail is one of the ones I posted that's actually in the shape of a fucking star, if you look at it. So it's an obvious chemtrail meme that, you know, that shows it. And it raised quite a stink. She has tons of followers. How many does she have, like 10 million?
She's got quite a few followers. I haven't checked into her Twitter. This is the only thing that would make me look at her Twitter.
Yeah, and I think it got like 5,000 retweets and 9,000 retweets and 5,000 replies. So it's actually done pretty well on the internet. And I saw it on Yahoo. I've seen a Mashable report on it. I've got who else here reports Zap to it? Some, you know, Raw Story. A lot of sites that are pretty popular with a good following are reporting on it, and even mainstream.
Yeah, it seems like with Always, you have a few people that are like, wow, she would come out and say something like that. And then you got a lot of people that are like, oh, and she's crazy too. So,
yeah. So, of course, now the mainstream can say, first of all, they think the Kardashians are talentless anyway, right? So now the mainstream, and they are. I read here. Okay, let's read what Zap to it says about it. Chemtrail guys, it's a conspiracy theory that just won't go away. Point proven. Kylie Jenner took to Memorial Day on May 26th to retweet a photo that is all about chemtrail life. Oh, making fun of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Said photo was filled with some very important and typo-filled questions. And those were the same ones that I said, you know, why did I see 75 planes, etc. So it says exactly what is the chemtrail conspiracy theory and why is it making the Keeping Up with Kardashian star ask herself weird questions. The government-hating theory postulates that contrails, the condensation in the sky left behind by airplanes, are really chemtrails and are toxic chemicals that the government sprays into the air. Yes, this is a real theory. Yes, it is not a theory. Yes, it is fact, asshole. Now, one of the first questions that might pop into your head, why would the government even want to do this? What the point? There are logical questions to that answer, but they put logical in quotes. Three of the current explanations for chemtrail things are weather modifications, population control, and inoculations programs. So why shouldn't you believe the chemtrails theory? Simply because there's a logical explanation of why contrails are there and why they're created. Thanks, science. Basically, when an airplane flies at high altitudes, clouds are formed when water condenses and freezes around particles in the aircraft exhaust. Well, that is really the standard fucking answer, but yes, that is true. That is what a contrail is. Thank you for describing a contrail. Would you please describe a chemtrail? There is a difference. Yes, I have seen contrails. They come out the asshole of a plane, and then they slowly disappear after they fly. And then you see the other planes that look like a freaking missile.
Yeah.
They have so much smoke coming out of them, and that smoke doesn't dissipate. That smoke spreads out and creates a nice little film over the atmosphere, creating a little block for the sun. It's like natural sunblock. Isn't that nice? Anyway, these are what the Zap to it. This is Zap to it. I didn't read the Mashable one. I'm sure you have read some of it. What is your take? I see the mainstream media will probably rip her apart, and it, you know, I see it happening. So is this good for the movement, or is it bad? Does it harm the movement? Are they going to use it against us like they use every frickin' thing else?
I really don't know. I think it's good. I think it's good anytime an influential figure in the media or in the entertainment world says something, you know, in regards to one of these issues. I just totally attribute this to the internet age, man. I just think it, you see a lot of young people coming out with things like this now. You know, yeah. So it's a lot of young people because, you know.
It's like what you were talking about.
Yeah.
You young people today don't take things at face value anymore.
No.
Because they have this little device in their hand. So no matter what you say or no matter what your parents say to them, they can say, okay, really? Let me fact check that.
Yeah. Boom, boom, Google. How many people do you know that don't fact check?
It seems like I do now.
Yeah. Anytime there's a conversation. I'm not a kid. I can't tell you the last 10 conversations I had with my friends or my peers or anybody, somebody has said something to which another person responded, let me look that up.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
And it's not like they have to run home to their computer anymore.
Nope.
Or it's even back in the day, you know, you had to go to a book and look shit up. And even then in those books, you know, the written those books like encyclopedias or whatever. But, you know, it's so much more easier and convenient now. That they can do it like that in an instant. And I have seen people doing it. And people, I've never got caught out because I've always proved myself right. You know what I mean? But people do it to me. You know, when I say something, oh, yeah, let me see. Oh, okay, maybe you're right. You know, I see that on here.
The information's there for a reason.
Right, exactly. So to me, it's a double-edged sword like anything else. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because 10 million people, whatever followers she has, saw that. Mm-hmm. I don't care if 1% of them catch on and say, oh, maybe that's true. Let me start looking in the sky more often.
It's still something. I love it when a credible person comes out with something like this personally because it always takes me by surprise.
Is she credible, though?
No. She's not credible. I didn't mean to say credible. She's not credible. She is a big entertainment personality. That's what I mean, is that people are going to listen to what she has to say, whether or not they believe it or not.
Yes.
It's still out there.
Now, let's see if her little young compadres, you know, her clique there, Miley and the Will Smith's kids and that little clique there, let's see if they come to her defense or if they take the, you know, mainstream side, the Illuminati side.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just find it very interesting that it was Kylie Jenner, you know, who did this.
I'm just so glad to see these topics making it into the trending topics on Twitter, making it into the trending topics on Facebook. I mean, that doesn't really get much more mainstream than that, you know, when it really is circulating around social media, which is now more important than the news.
And not only social media, but all the news sites on on the website, Huffington Post.
I'm always surprised to see that after so many years or so long of issues like this just being discussed on a podcast like this, and then you log into Facebook or Twitter, the trending topics are some stupid shit, and now every now and then one of the top trending topics is
GMOs,
something like that.
Chemtrails, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of my boy Chuck Norris? Do you remember that a couple
weeks
ago?
Yeah. What did he say?
He went after Jade Helm.
Oh yeah, Jade Helm. Right.
And so again, the stages of that are log into Facebook. Wow, Chuck Norris is trending topics. What's this? Another Expendables movie or something? Oh no, he's talking about Jade Helm. And then the last stage of that is, oh shit, everybody's saying that he's an asshole. Everybody's saying he's a nut job. Damn it.
Right, because that's what they'll do. So it's that double-edged sword. And you know, again, if 1% of the people catch on, good. That's 1% more that we have.
Yeah.
Adding. Keep adding a little 1% at a time, and pretty soon you'll get to that critical mass.
Yeah, but this is important to people. I mean, there's a guy that, you know, he could be making action movies, making more money off the Total Gym. He took time out of his life to get involved in this. I mean, it's not for no reason. It's not because the guy lost his mind one day.
No, he's probably had his eye on this for a while. He's a gun owner. I mean, he's one of those righteous freedom people. Him, Ted Nugent. I'm sure Ted Nugent has something to say about it, too, you know. I mean, the whole Jade Helm thing is supposed to start in about 2 weeks. Love to see how that gets pulled off, especially with the weather they're having out there. Jeez, I hope those guys get flooded and washed away.
Yeah.
That'd be real nice to see Homeland Security really have to deal with a real emergency, you know? But anyway, I don't want to talk shit about that because, you know, half the states have opted out, but scaled down the thing and told, you know, but I have also seen quite a lot of videos out there about some heavy duty military equipment being moved around in those areas.
That never makes me feel comfortable to start
with. No, I mean, I don't like, good, I'm glad they're not up here in this area. But my God, imagine now you're just a kid or something walking down the street and all of a sudden 50 freaking tanks come by on a train.
Yeah.
And where the hell are they going? They have to be in the continental U.S. It's not like they're shipping them overseas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to look at these things. It's like, oh, no, it's nothing. Just standard military moving. We're just moving from base to base. Why do you need 50 tanks at a bit? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All that firepower. I mean, if you look at these rocket launchers, tanks, a bunch of Humvees. I mean, just every day I would see a video. You know, and I don't post them on Truth is Scary because I find that stuff to be trivial, kind of trivial and a waste of a post. I'd rather post important stuff, but sometimes I'll share them on Facebook. But I, you know, I just find the whole thing to be a setup. One big giant setup. And I've been saying it, that Texas is going to be, they're being portrayed as a rogue state, and they're going to be the first testing ground for martial law. And I see the whole thing as a big setup because, really, I mean, you're just inviting trouble by these people that are out there, these militia type survivalists and the people who are pissed off about James Helm.
Yeah.
You know, most of the average American citizens don't even know what the fuck is going on.
A lot of average
And they're
citizens.
The idiots who are going to get scared, you know? Well, what? What's all the military? What? You mean you didn't hear about this? You know, no. No, we were too busy watching, you know, Honey Boo Boo. Oh, well, she's off the air. Yeah. Or the other guy who molests kids. How do you...
That was wild. That's some wild shit.
Good. That TLC network that used to be called the Learning Channel, they got nailed twice. That fat Honey Boo Boo got kicked off the air from them. Shame on them. Shame on them for pushing this kind of trash, lowbrow. They're getting it now, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you for exploiting these people with 19 kids. Of course there's going to be shit like that. What do you think happens in a family that fucking big? Open the skeletons in the, and then you idiots want to go on TV, especially knowing that it was already, I hear a lot of shit's coming out that he already got busted for it. They covered it up. Oprah Winfrey got called about it in 2006. I mean, this thing has been covered up, swept under the rug for years. So they get their comeuppance. Oh, you want to be famous? You want to sell out? Now, this is what happens. Everything about you is exposed. All your freaking skeletons can come out. Because of the internet and because people are curious about who you are. And once you make it famous and you start looking a little suspicious, look at that guy. You know, he looks like a freaking pedophile. If I was any kind of investigative reporter and I was interested in that stuff, I would have investigated him too. So, you know, these things are coming out. I'm glad to see it. I'm really glad to see it. Now, they canceled the show. Those people are losing all their money. And just like those Dynasty people and the... This is what happens when the average human sells their soul. And that's what these people are doing. They're selling their soul to be famous, rich and famous. But they forget that they have a past. And their past will come up and haunt them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening with every freaking one of them. And I'm glad. I'm really glad. This is, you get what you deserve. How dare you put that trash out to the public? How dare you? You get what you freaking deserve. You know? Oh, we're Christians. Oh, you're really Christians, all right. You know, you push that Christian crap. See what happens? Now, that's also part of it. They all do want to make Christians look bad.
Yeah.
So that is part of their agenda. They're very happy with this. But, yeah, dude, I mean, you know, the Kylie Jenner thing is fine. I'm glad. I'm glad they're doing that. And I have seen Chuck Norris and more celebrities speaking out against government control, NSA spying. You know, they're all getting in their own little ways. They all do speak out about various different things.
Yeah.
I know, I forgot who it was talking about the NSA spying and how upset he was about it. It was another celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her name? Jenny McCarthy is very big on the vaccination thing. And she gets scrutinized for it all the freaking time. But she's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
She believes her kid got autism because of vaccinations. And she is not quiet about it. But you notice she got kicked off that show, The View. So, I mean... You know, there are people who do come out and talk about this stuff. I know there's a bunch of celebrities who are against GMOs who speak out about GMOs.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that's probably why...
Yeah, they got commercials for it now.
Right.
Yeah.
And they put out PSA videos. That's probably... I mean, even Neil Young is putting out, like, I think it's called The World According to Monsanto, or some... The Monsanto is in the title of his newest album.
Holy shit.
Yeah, The Monsanto Years, it's called.
Wow.
Yes. So he's basically making a commentary that these last years over from the 60s here are the Monsanto years, that they've been engineering the food and the planet since like the 60s.
So is this
since Agent Orange.
Is this a good time for awakening or just kind of somewhere in between?
Yes, that's why I'm saying Kylie Jenner will be a double-edged sword, just like it always is. I don't think they'll kill her, but her career may suffer from this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It may. You may see her getting less modeling jobs. She may have to come out and apologize. We'll see. Or she may rebel and stand up to them. We shall see how they handle this. Look what happened, how they handled Paris Jackson. Have you heard anything about her?
No.
Michael Jackson's daughter, since she came out and said the Illuminati killed her father? No.
I haven't heard anything.
No, what happened to her? Well, she went to a hospital for a little reconditioning, let's just put it that way. And now she's fine. She's going to be a fashion designer.
Ugh.
She's going to have a career. She's all fine now. A few months away in the little place. Get your head together. We'll take care of you. A little MK Ultra, a little butterfly, all that stuff your daddy wouldn't let us do. Well, here we go. Paris, you're one of us now. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen with her. She really spoke out. She basically came out and said, the only one I killed my father. And then she just went, shh.
That's no fucking joke.
No, that's no fucking joke. So, you know, that's a double-edged sword, just celebrity speaking out. You risk your life. You do. You risk your life in a lot of ways.
It'd just be great if this could keep growing. And I mean,
it will.
It's interesting to and exhilarating to imagine a scenario where you say maybe a little less than half of a great amount of influential people in the world are somewhat awake, even just somewhat.
Most of them are awake, Kevin.
Yeah.
Most of them keep their freaking mouth shut because they know better. Most of them are wide awake. Most of them are part of the game, Kevin.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they know the whole agenda of the Illuminati.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean,
they work for them. They're pushing their shit.
Right.
I mean, you push those kind of movies, you push that kind of music out there knowingly what you're doing. So they're all a part of it. The thing is, sometimes they get sick of being a part of it because eventually they realize that they're part of the human race too and they're expendable just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they've seen enough of their compadres get their careers destroyed or their lives taken away. For doing things, you know, let's face it, we might speculate. Like when I was in the music business, I knew a lot more insider shit. And we might speculate, oh, that was, she did something bad. But these people actually know what they did bad.
Right.
They know who they screwed over. They know what happened behind the scenes because they might have been part of it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, word on the circle travels, you know, really a lot. So, you know, we may speculate that this one was killed because they did this, or this one's career got thing because of this, or this one got arrested tons of times because they did this. But the people on the inside know actually what they did.
Yeah.
And they know who they screwed. So they know why they got it. So they know even more than we do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that keeps them quiet.
That keeps
them real quiet.
That's something I always say to people because people are always quick to talk shit about like a big rapper or a big artist who hasn't had a hit record in 20 years or something, or they left a big record label and now they ain't shit according to people. And I always say, how do you know that they just didn't get fed up of dealing with this fucking industry? I mean, you know, look at Public Enemy that walked away from Def Jam at the top of their game, just fucking walked away. Oh, it was just time?
No. They get tired of being told what to do by these guys and told things that are totally against what they believe in. Oh, you got to soften down your message. Oh, we want you to talk about this, that. You know, this. Look, I was in the music business. You see, your friends have never been in the music business. All these people you talk about go, man, man, man.
Yeah.
They've never been in the music business. I know how it works.
Yeah.
I've seen the inside. I've seen what happens to people when they have to sign these contracts and when they get famous. I've seen how it changes them. And I've seen how it creates a moral conflict within them because they are asked to do things that they don't want to do. And they are put through rigorous schedules. Some of these people go without sleep, and that fucks up your head. And then they're partying. So, I mean, you know, they get sucked into this life. So they know what's going on. And they have to get, basically, they know if they speak out, they're going to have to give up part of it. You know, they're not going to get away scot-free, you know, depending on what they do to make up for it, or maybe they don't make up for it, but, you know, so I gotta say, people of influence, when they do speak out on an issue like this, and it's genuine, it's not set up like Jim Carrey was set up, you know what I mean, like, he was probably told to do that, he even kind of hinted it when he picked up the phone, you know what I mean, there are certain people who are sent out there to do shit, and talk some shit, because there are certain things they want exposed. Like, the Illuminati doesn't mind that people know about them now because they're kind of positioning themselves to be cool. You know what I mean? That's the cool thing to be. So all these idiots, some of these negatively charged people, are going to gravitate to that. So the Illuminati actually doesn't mind that they're being exposed right now.
Yeah.
But as far as their programs and what they're doing, I know Monsanto is having fits right now about GMOs being exposed. They had a huge march on the over Memorial Day weekend, march mm-hmm. against Monsanto in like 400 places.
I saw people just lined up on the street yeah. you know, when I was out and about in New York.
Yeah, lined up on the street against Monsanto. So, and it did get some mainstream coverage, more than last year's march did.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually some civil disobedience in L.A. that got covered on the news. Nothing major, but enough to get coverage.
Right.
So Monsanto hates the truth movement right now. And Monsanto is one of the big linchpins of the Illuminati. That's one of their companies. So this is a good thing that GMOs are now being exposed to the public. And this is because celebrities have come out. This is because alternative news websites have come out. This is because actual scientific studies have come out showing that genetically modifying the food is not good for human consumption, and it even affects the animals that that consume it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe the only good thing it is to make fuel out of, but even that, the fuel, the ethanol that they make from this genetically modified corn isn't even that efficient. Like, yeah. they add it to gas, but they say it's so expensive to make that you could do without it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really need it. So really what they're looking for, you can make hemp, you know, much better.
Yeah.
Monsanto hates hemp. Hates it. Hates the fact that hemp is going to be legal soon because it's going to take away so much of their shit. And Monsanto just proved that Roundup, one of the ingredients in Roundup, is cancerous. So people are stopped buying their main product, which is Roundup. People are going to stop freaking buying it, and they may end up having to take it off the market. So this is good. So, you know, the chemtrail companies, I don't know who makes this. I know there's one company called Evergreen that's an airline that sprays it. But they are so covert. Like you can say, Monsanto, you know the companies that are making GMOs. They're right out there in the public. I don't know who makes the chemtrail stuff. Nobody really does. They're so covert.
There's like nobody specific to go
after. Right,
you
can't. There's nobody specific yeah. to go after. Just you go after the whole program itself, geoengineering. And it's real. Because the UN is now taking it up. They're doing a conference on it in December to actually legalize it. So, you know, good thing she did this. Remember I said this was the next issue that has to come to fore.
Mm-hmm.
So this does help. Like I said, double-edged sword. Help, but it's going to make people, they're going to start trying to make people look crazy who believe in it and keep coming up with that stupid contrail. But you can show the difference.
Yeah.
They're not the same.
I just hope a lot of the truth seekers just behave themselves if they're ever on TV and everything. I mean,
even the real truth seekers, you mean not the celebs. You mean guys like Jesse, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse and Alex, like, I mean.
Both times I've seen them, they made fools of themselves.
Guys that I really admire and respect, but I know they're angry. We're all angry. I mean, we could all fantasize about bitching out top TV
But anger just feeds them.
It really does.
Anger's what they feed off.
Because what do they do? Like what does Piers Morgan do when Alex Jones is blowing up at him? Just sit back, make yourself feel comfortable, relax. He's like, look at how calm I am, and look at this fucking nut screaming at
me. Right. And Jesse does the same thing. They always catch him, you know.
And they always make great points. Everything they're saying is great, but it's just the way they choose to go about it is really not helping.
There's a guy out there, Ben Swan, really well-spoken, although he's not getting much love. He doesn't do much interviews. He's a pretty good spokesperson for the alternative movement. You know, they don't really interview much of us too often. Although I will tell you, I did get another call thanks to this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on another radio show Monday morning, 7:05 in Connecticut. Again, it's called WILI. I don't know what it is. I'm going to look, obviously I'll have time to look it up and figure out what they're about.
Excellent.
Yeah. I got a text message today from my friend, Kevin W. Reese, who is a frequent guest over there. And he said to me, you know, he texted me this morning and said, would you like, you know, they called him. And I said, absolutely. I would love to do it. So I'll be there 7:05. Again, I will record it and post it up on YouTube for everybody to hear. I don't know how much time we got left, but there's something I want to touch on real quick.
Yeah, we got time.
And it's more of a person. I don't want to say it's a personal thing, but it's something I envisioned a long time ago that has come to fruition.
Okay.
And I've decided to embrace it. And I want to let the people know about it because I did envision it. I would say about 2010, 2009, 2010, when I was living out in LA, I get these visions every now and then, kind of like the future.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, I've had them about a ton of things, energy drink, anything, a lot of tons of things. I kind of know what's going to happen before it happens.
All
right. So I had this vision of a social network that was total live streaming all the time, where people could literally have their own channels where they could broadcast whatever times they want and it would be totally live. My vision was more of people using their smartphones or some kind of device that would clip onto their lapel to broadcast their usual daily life out on, you know, it would be, I thought my was either over smartphones or over the internet. Now, this was 2010, so smartphones weren't as big as they are now.
Yeah.
But I was thinking more of the internet, more of a Facebook type or Twitter type of social media that was live streaming rather than just putting up videos, posting statuses. You literally could broadcast live. Now, I told a bunch of friends of mine and this in the industry, and they all poo-pooed me and said, you know, the infrastructure that it would take. I explained the whole vision to them, how it would work and everything. And I did it to about three or four people. This was out in California. I figured one of them would bite on it and help me make it real, right?
Yeah.
So they all get poo-pooed it and says, you know, okay, yeah, you're right. It was a great idea, but it would take up too much data and bandwidth. None of the companies would ever go for it. You'd clog up the internet with all that live streaming. And then the other ones were saying, you know, the infrastructure you needed, it's somebody big would have to take it on, you know what I mean? In order to set it up from scratch, you'd need millions and millions of dollars because it's huge infrastructure.
Starting from scratch.
Yeah, I agreed, but they were thinking internet. So here it is 2015, right? I see two new apps come out. One is called Meerkat and one is called Periscope. They're both live streaming apps that allow people to broadcast from their smartphones or a little camera device that's attached to their smartphone 24/7 whenever they want. It has a similar, it is not, it is integrated with Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So Twitter did pick up on it. So what my buddy said was right, that somebody with a huge integrated, huge platform like that can integrate it into their platform.
I'm sorry, is this brand new?
Not brand new. It's been around for a while, but it's starting to become popular.
Okay.
Two apps out called Meerkat and Periscope. Now, I've been exploring these with my friend, Mr. Pink, and we have actually been doing some live broadcasts on there. And we get about 60 or 70 followers a night, and it's called the New Age Stoners. And we go on and we talk about cannabis, but we also talk about truth a lot. So what I've been doing the last couple of nights on these two apps, just testing them out, is been updating the site and posting the sites, the stories for Truth is Scary, live. And telling the people what I'm posting so they get kind of a preview of what's going to be out there the next day. And as I'm posting it, I'm talking about the story and explaining to them what it's about. And I get questions. People were asking me last night about a ton of shit about the New World Order. So I'm telling you, I don't know if you have a smart, I know you don't.
No.
But I'm going to embrace this app because I had that vision. And first of all, I saw it as a double-edged thing. I thought it would be a great way that people, anybody could have their own network.
Yeah.
Anybody. Another level than YouTube, Ustream, all that. They've taken the Ustream concept to another level. Ustream dropped the ball with it.
Yeah.
Because Ustream was just thinking internet. They weren't thinking smartphone. This is nothing more than an app. This is not software. This is not a website. This is an app. And it only works for smartphones.
Yeah. Usually you have to log on to the internet and then you have to look something up on Safari or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't load as good. You need an app. Everything's about apps nowadays.
Everything is about apps. And I don't think Ustream actually integrates that well with smartphones yet. They do have an app, but I don't know if you can live stream from their app. So these two apps, Meerkat and Periscope, are out there. You guys should look them up. I am on there as a New Age Stoners, but I am also going to put up a Joseph Peterson one.
Okay.
And I'm going to start, maybe we'll broadcast our recording of this live. I'm going to start broadcasting me doing the live show.
I'm totally live. That. I love doing live.
Yeah. It's an opportunity for us to have a little live channel streaming over the internet. So I figured since I had this vision, and it was a very clear vision, it was something I could not make happen myself.
Something you should get in on.
I should get in on because I see it actually happening. And like a lot of things, like the cannabis. I see it actually. I had a vision that cannabis would be legal long time ago. I see it actually happening. I got to get in on it because I think that's the reason I see it actually happening.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Could I be a part of the New Age Stoners?
If you ever come over. Yeah. Yeah. I have the home studio set up.
Excellent.
It's good. I got the mixing board. Anyway, that's my thoughts for the week. For those of you who don't know, we have the Red Pill Live Monday nights at 8 p.m. I do it with Steve McManus. We have the Red Pill podcast that Kevin and I do. That comes out once a week. Probably start doing it on Wednesdays or Thursdays. And, you know, so we got, and we're going to have these new channels on Periscope and Meerkat coming out. We're going to broadcast live. Also, Truth is Scary is on Facebook and Twitter.
With many followers.
With many followers, and we would love as many more as possible. So please get out there, spread the word, share this podcast. Comment below if you have any things you'd like to hear us talk about. And otherwise, we will see you next week or next Monday night for the Red Pill Live. Thank you. Absolutely.